Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello, yes.
Yes, hi, sir. Thanks for getting connected. Our eBay headquarters, my name is John, so how may I help you?
Yeah, I'm just connecting because I've been just left a message saying someone tried to withdraw some money out of my account and they want confirmation.
Okay, do not worry. I will explain to you why you received this phone call. Because, sir, yesterday morning, 7:32 a.m., you purchased this order our site for 2 iTunes gift card, okay? And your Apple iTunes gift card charges $200.99 for around that 300, okay? And if you that number is registered under that order, 0413456676, that is your number?
What is the registration for? What are they buying?
You brought for that our site for 2 Apple iTunes gift card, and your iTunes gift card charges $200.99.
No, I didn't do that at all. No, I can tell you
if you want to cancel, right?
Yep, I want to cancel. I never ordered the gift card at all.
Okay, I understand that. I think that someone else has misused your number and created that fraud account is activated. So that's why you made this call. So do not worry about that. Our server is already so that this is a suspected account. So that's the reason we received this voice call. So you want to cancel this purchase order. So I will provide you want to purchase this order is cancel that. So I will provide that our eBay cancellation ID through online, okay? And this ID is generate that your online cancellation from. So you just confirm that, sir, which mobile phone you have. You using Android mobile phone or Apple iPhone?
I've got an Apple iPhone 10X.
10X, okay. So you just put on your loudspeaker in your mobile phone. You just put on your loudspeaker.
I've got it on now.
Okay, and after that, put on your loudspeaker, you go to App Store.
To the App Store?
Yes.
Why do I need to go to the App Store? Why can't I just go to where you are talking to me now?
Sorry?
Why do I have to go to an app store? Why can't you just cancel it on your side now?
I will challenge you because this is a suspected account, okay, and also that someone else has misused your order, okay, and also that your phone number. So that's the reason this is a fraud account to our server. This is a fraud account to our server, and that's why I will challenge you. First of all, I will provide that our cancellation ID through online, and this ID is generated that all type cancellation from, okay? So you just go to App Store right now, so I will provide our cancellation ID, okay? And I will guide you how to cancel, okay?
Yeah, sure. But I just don't feel comfortable doing it this way. I just don't know why you can't just cancel it on the other side and get a refund if you've already got all my number and information.
Main thing is that, sir, I will provide that cancellation form. So after that, you just fill up this form. Without a fraud that fill up this form, you not cancel. Because you know that...
Who are you actually working for?
This is eBay, sir, and I'm calling you from Melbourne, Victoria side, okay? This is a headquarters side. And this is a
Go
to the App Store, very down of the page, right-hand side, bottom the corner. Can you see that? Magnifying glass for that search option. Look like a magnifying glass search option. Just click that search option.
Yep, I've got it on the
And after that tab search, you just type over there for your search panel, eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
All right, hang on.
Yep.
eBay, hang on.
And after that, yes.
Hang on.
Okay, take it time, sir. I'm there. Do not worry.
eBay, yep, got it.
Yes, eBay, and after that, given space, okay? After that, given space. And after that, given space, type over there letter A. A as an apple.
Lowercase or uppercase?
Sorry?
Lowercase
lowercase. A as an apple, and after that A, N as a Nancy, letter N.
Another A, okay.
N, not for A, another A, not for N. I'm telling you that after that A, N as a Nancy, letter N. And after
it's
that is Y. Y as a Yankee, letter Y.
Yep.
And after that, yes, and after that Y, D. D as a Delta, letter D.
Yep.
And after that D, E. E as a Eagle, letter E.
Yep.
And after that E, S. S as a Sugar, letter S.
Yeah.
And after that, yes, and after that S, K. K as a Kingdom, letter K.
Okay.
So what is typing?
Yep,
you can confirm that. What is typing?
Any desk, it says.
Yes. Yes, and what is eBay AnyDesk? eBay AnyDesk, our partner software application, and this application through, I will provide that our all customer cancellation ID, okay? And this application is created by our eBay technician team for IT. So you just look at search right now.
I hit search button.
Yes, and after that search, what comes up? What can you see that?
AnyDesk remote.
Yes, can you see that? So just click that,
yep.
This option. And after that click, can you see that gate option or install option?
I can see it says get, but I'm not real
just
comfortable.
Click that get. Just click that get.
Why? How's that affecting what I'm doing?
Because your account is a fraud account activated because you not created this account. Someone else has misused your number and your number is created at our site, okay? So that's the reason.
Wouldn't your site be able to do that without me doing all this information myself, giving you all this information?
Yes, obviously you can do that. I will just help in your, that's all. Okay.
Helping me what? What's the outcome?
Sorry?
What is the outcome you're doing? Because I don't feel comfortable doing it like this. I've never had to do this for other people. It's an application I don't want to use.
I understand, but this is the free of charges, okay? I will just provide that our cancellation ID, and after that cancellation ID, I will provide that our cancellation form. Because without your cancellation ID and without your cancellation form, I'm not do that anything helping you out. Because someone else has created this account, you not created, right?
That's correct. But I'll work with the New South Wales government. So
yes, don't worry about that. Can you see that gate option?
Just tap
the gate option, just click the gate option, and after that click gate option, can you see that install, right?
Just wait for me to get back to it.
Yes. Can you see that install?
I've hit gate.
Yes, and after that hit, and after that hit gate, can you see that install option? Comes up?
Yes, it says double click to install.
Yes, just click that install, okay? And your installation is properly completed, so can you see that your 9-digit cancellation ID number, okay?
Okay, I'll wait to see that.
Yes, obviously, take your time.
No, it's okay. I've just never had to do this ever. Before it says load data is on, cancel, or download, and it's 23 megabytes, so.
Okay.
I don't know. I've got to hit one of those two.
Some will take it time, and your installation is probably...
Which one have I got to hit, ma'am, is what I'm asking. Do you understand? I've got a thing that's come up, and it says cancel or download.
I'll just download. Click the download.
And it says download Word Connect using mobile data.
Yes.
Download or continue. Fine. Well, it's not allowing me to do it for some reason at the moment.
Your installation
it's going now. It's going now.
Oh, okay. Take it time. Take it time. And after that, your installation is properly completed. Can you see that open option?
Yes,
okay.
It is properly completed. Yes, it
okay,
is open.
And after that, click open.
Done.
Yes, and after that, click open. What can you see?
It says your address, 981.
Yes. Yes, and this is your cancellation ID number, okay? I will tell it to you.
Okay.
So, just to confirm that, what is your cancellation ID number?
981-421-517.
Okay, 981-421-517, that's correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. So, you just shortly message for your mobile screen right now, okay? Just wait for a second.
Okay.
Some security message, okay, comes up right now.
Okay.
Okay, yep. Okay, just hold the line for a few seconds because I will provide that our secure server, okay? So just hold the line for a few seconds, okay? Okay.
Sure.
Yep. And your ID, just confirm that. What is your ID number? You just confirm that once again.
981-421-517.
Yes. That's correct. Okay. Just hold the line. And you just see, your mobile screen comes up some security question, okay? So just tell you what comes up. So just hold the line for a few seconds. So I will connect it to our server for eBay Secure Server, okay?
Sure.
Okay, obviously. And can you see that any security question comes up?
Now the person would like to access your device. Security
yes,
warning.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes, can you click that accept? Just click accept.
It doesn't say accept. It says canceled.
Yes, can you see that I closed this call?
Yes, so it says more information. I'm aware of the risk.
Just click that I'm aware of the rates. Just click box. Yes, I see it.
Yes.
Click that. And after
yes.
I click I'm aware of the rates, don't show again. Can you see that?
Yes, you want me to click that?
Just
as
click
well.
That. Yes, just don't save it. And after that, don't show again. Can you see that accept option?
Yes.
Just click that accept.
Yes,
okay.
So you want me to accept?
Accept. That's correct. That's correct.
Would you like your desk? Please choose Star Broadcast in the next dialogue to allow image capturing. What's
yes,
that mean? Explain.
Yes, can you see that any Star Broadcast?
Yes, but what's it mean? Please choose Star Broadcast. What's Star Broadcast?
Star Broadcast. Yes, just click that Start Broadcast. Pressing press on Star Broadcast.
Yeah, but what's its function? I want to know. I don't accept things unless I know what they're about.
Start broadcast is that our start broadcast is that connected our server, okay? Yeah, after that
right.
Start broadcast. Yes, click that start broadcast. And after that click start broadcast. Can you see that?
Yes. It says accept.
Screen broadcast, yes, upset. And after that click upset, can you see that start broadcast?
Not yet, I haven't hit accept.
And can you see that screen broadcast?
Yes, I can see it now.
Yes, click that start broadcast, and after that click start broadcast, click that screen broadcast, okay?
I've clicked it.
Yes. And after that, what can you see?
It says...
Okay, and do not touch that, okay? Do not touch that.
I won't touch it.
Okay. Don't touch anywhere, okay? And you are properly connected, and what you got that?
I've got it. It says microphone up underneath it, but it just says any desk, 23 seconds, I'm counting. Yes. It says everything on your screen, including notification. Okay. Okay. So just do not touch anywhere, okay? Just hold the line a few seconds because I will transfer this call to our headquarters, eBay site cancellation department, okay? Just hold the line for a few seconds. Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay. Thank you. Just hold the line. Yep.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for holding the line, sir. My name is Harry. I'm the level 5 technician over here.
So what's Harry? Harry, what's your surname?
Harry Ali, sir. A-L-I.
Harry Ali, okay. I'd like to know who I'm talking to. I work for the New South Wales Premier's Office and Cyber Information Group, Cyber Crime. So I'd like to know everyone I'm talking to because it's their phone I'm using, so... Anything that goes on, I need to know who I'm talking to. I can trace it. They can trace everything that I'm doing back to the person who is doing it. So I hope it's all legit. That's all I'm saying. Okay, what you got on your screen right now, sir? I've got any desk and it says 981-421-517.
All right. I will send you once again the security warning, right? Because someone misuses your information without your knowledge and without your permission, all right? So
yep.
First of all, sir, I will send you the security warning, right? You got the same options.
I've got it there already, yep.
Yes.
Start broadcast. Yep.
Yes. Keep pressing on start broadcast and come up like a screen broadcast. Then click on
yep, come up. Screen broadcast.
All right, click on screen broadcast.
Yeah, I've clicked on it.
Yeah, so nothing's happened right now.
It says screen broadcast, any desk with a tick.
Yes,
start broadcast.
Keep pressing on start broadcast.
I've done that.
Come up. Keep pressing. All right, don't touch your device, stay on the page. Then what you got on your screen, I'll let me know. All right? Stay on the page.
Yeah, I'm already. Yep.
Then you got anything like any red colored dots blinking on your screen
right now?
Yes. So that means the security firewall that is already installed in your device right now. All right. So do one thing: swipe up your screen on the middle of the bottom to top. All right, and come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper. All right. Go back to your home screen.
Done that. And on any desk, enter remote address, your address.
All right. Okay. So come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper.
Yep.
All right. So, at first, sir, I want to, showing you each and everything who can, make the charges, who can use your IP. So, sir, I can see on my server, someone misuse your information without your knowledge and without your permission, all right?
Yep.
Each and every day. Whenever you go online, online shopping, checking emails, online banking,
you can
visit any websites, right? And that one time, some pop-up ads comes up from Google, you're in cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many type of ads, all right? And that one time, you can click any by mistake, any of the ads, and that one time, someone gets you all the information because your all information, each and everything, is also connected with the same IP address, right?
Okay.
And your IP address is also connected with your details, your name, under your name, your details, your address, postcode, your document, each and everything, all right?
Yep.
That is also connected with your IP address. So that's why someone attack on your IP address and get your all information without your knowledge and without your permission, all right?
So we stop that.
All right. So do one thing. Open up your mobile settings, sir. I want to enable the service.
Yes.
Enable the mobile settings and go to the top. You got your name or anything?
Yep.
All right. Touch on your ID.
My ID?
Yes. Your name?
Yes.
I'm going to security firewall. All right.
Yep.
And you can see
Apple
payment
ID.
Option. All right. You can see any payment option?
Payment option. Delivery Apple Pay?
Yes, payment. Click on payment.
Payment and delivery. I've clicked on.
Yes.
Still waiting for it to load.
Yes.
PayPal. It's come up.
All right.
Your last PayPal transaction was declined. Please change the PayPal information.
You can see any remove or anything?
No, my address is still the same. You want me to remove the payment?
Yes. You want to remove that, sir. All right?
I'll do that. Okay.
Because, sir, this details is also connected with your same IP address. All right? And your IP address is not safe and secure right now. So that's right.
So you just want me to hit remove payment method?
Yes. If that is incorrect, so turn that.
Very good.
So come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper.
But it says remove payment method. I'm still going to hit that. There's another screen that popped up, that's all. So I've done that now.
Yes. All right.
And
come back to your home screen.
Hang on, I'm going to go back to my hand. Yes. Just give me time, I'm not as quick as you.
Okay. take your time.
I've got 100 different other things, remember? I'm working with the Premier.
All right.
Busy time. I'm back to the home screen.
All right. And so I want to show you who can, like, make the charges, right? Then I will, like, to block the payment. So could you tell me, do you have any, like, shopping? Do you do any online shopping from eBay?
Yes, with eBay only, though.
Okay, you can use the eBay account. So could you tell me, sir, like, when did you last use your eBay and your card? When did you last use
it? I used it last week.
Last week, okay. So do one thing, sir. You need to log in your eBay account and check on your orders, all right? Is it properly cancelled or not?
Okay, I'll just have a look. My eBay account purchases.
It's like
a
I
just purchased.
Okay.
Sorry, hang on. You want me to tell you, or do you? You're moving too fast for me. I can't.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
You need to slow down one at a time, mate. I'm not an ISAC efficient person. I may work for that area, but I'm not that fast.
Okay, no problem. Sorry.
I'm just trying to tell you what I've purchased, so you know, because you asked me. I'm still waiting for a purchase for $24.99, another one for $42.59, and another one for $45.96. The last purchase was 13th of March.
All right. So you can see anything like the gift cards are $299.99. All right, that's
no gift cards at all.
Okay, that's when it's properly cancelled right now. So you can see the profile option, profile my eBay home on the bottom.
At the bottom of my eBay home?
Yes, is it home?
Home, yep. I've got home here, yep.
Yes, and you can see my eBay.
My eBay.
My eBay.
Yes.
And you can see any, like, order or, like, payments. You got any option?
No, I've got no other.
Go to your eBay profile. Yes.
Is that right? Am I onto it now?
Yes, and you can see any, like, payments, help settings. Click on the payment.
Recently, payments. Yeah, I've got payments. I haven't got into it yet. Just wait a sec.
Yes.
Last payment. I got payment here, but it's using my Visa
Remote
net.
That, sir.
Remote it. How do you remote it?
Yes. Remove that.
Remove it?
Yes.
That's my only card that I can use. It's still in use.
I understand. Sir,
I have no trouble.
Listen to me, sir. Your eBay account, it's not safe and secure right now because someone accessed your IP address and gets your whole information, right? Your IP address is also connected with your eBay account, your Gmail account, your Apple ID connected, each and everything, so it's also connected with that.
No, I understand
all right?
What you're saying. Yeah, so you say delete it.
Yes, exactly. That is what I'm telling you.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes.
Delete payment method, and I'll do that now.
Yes.
All right, done.
That's very good.
You've deleted the credit card, it says in green.
Okay. So do one thing, sir. Close each and everything and come back to your home screen, where I can see a wallpaper. So at this, sir, I would like to show you who can make the charges. All right?
Done. There we are.
Okay, you done that?
Done that. Back to home screen.
So, can you tell me, like, what type of purpose, like, you can use your mobile phone? Like, online shopping, checking emails, online banking, surfing Google, YouTube.
Yeah, all of that. Yep.
All of them? All right.
Yes.
So, do one thing, sir. You need to check on your last six-month statement because someone misused your card the last 6 months. All right? So that's why
my bank statement
has... Sorry?
On my bank statement?
Yes, exactly. That is, connect, I believe you have a IMB bank. Do you have any bank?
That's correct, yeah. But okay, they send me statements and update it all
okay.
the time.
And the cards end with 1010, the Visa debit card. Like debit
yep.
card.
Yep.
All right. So you need to check on your last 6 months statements, right? If like you can lose any money, like $299, because it's properly cancelled by our end, all right? And you can lose any money, then I can refund the money. All right.
Okay.
So you need to log in your last 6 months statement. All right.
You want me to do that now?
Yes. If you've done that, and let me know.
I'll have a look now. I'll just open up the application. Logging in.
Yes.
Statement.
Take a follow-up account.
Yeah, it's the only account I have. Don't have any other one.
All right.
Nothing showing here that I've used the gift cards on my statement.
All right, sir. The last
no.
6 months.
Well, that's a long way to look. Mm-hmm. I've got to get to work, and I can't just stay here and get this all done. They would show me. No, yeah, I'm going through March. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yep.
So apart from this bank, do you have any other banks, sir?
No. Nope.
Connected with the same IP address, like Commonwealth, Bendy.
Oh, Bendy. Any banks that are connected to this that I pay?
Yes.
That I send money to, right?
Like, apart from this bank, do you have any other bank connected with the same IP address? Like,
there's
like,
two of them.
All right? You need to log in your ANZ and check your all of your account, all right?
Yeah.
So your ANZ account is also connected with the same IP address, all right?
Yes.
Take your time, sir.
I can show you now. One of them is a Commonwealth Bank.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not Commonwealth Bank. One of them is Westpac. That's my son's account. He doesn't have access to my account.
So, the ANZ account, it's your personal account?
No, it's listen to what I'm saying. I transfer via OFGO straight into another account, my son's account and my brother's account, and that's it, nothing else.
All right.
And I've have, I pay, pay some money I make payments to Lowe's Menswear, the New South Wales Revenue account, and Money Me, Pantera, in Queensland. And that's the only three other payees I pay to.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now, sir, I will transfer call my cybercrime department, right?
Okay.
So give me 1 second, sir. He's better than me.
Yep.
All right. So do one thing, sir. Once again, come back to your home screen. I mean, log out to your bank and go back to your home screen where you can see your login.
I'm on my home screen now.
Yes. And once again, reopen the AnyDesk application. Open up the AnyDesk.
It's opened up.
Yes, exactly.
Still there.
All right. Yes, you're right there. All right. You got like the same options come up on your screen. All right.
Yes.
Accept. Then keep pressing on
that
broadcast. Then come up screen broadcast.
Already done it.
Yes. Don't touch your device, and you can see Yep. Red dot flashing.
Yep.
Yes. See on the page and swipe up on the bottom top. I mean, go back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper. All right?
Yep.
Then I can transfer the code on my several crime department, okay? And this department
right.
Under Auckland government and the federal police, okay? Because
okay.
That is
yep.
A string operation, we have to catch those bloody criminals. He can, like, show
yeah.
You who can make the charges, who can, like, use your IP address. It's a very
thank
big crime,
you.
Sir. Because someone
oh,
needs your information, sir. All right?
No worries.
Without your knowledge and without your permission. Okay?
No, I appreciate that. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for cooperating with me, sir.
So everything's all
right.
Good now? Yeah.
All right. Sir, the two hacker active on your server right now. All right? So
okay.
I will transfer the call. Give me 1 second, sir.
Sure.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes,
hello?
Sir, this is Ron Davis from the NCB National Crime Branch. And I do believe
yeah.
I am talking to the person whose name is Stephen Seddy.
That's Shady, S-H-E-E-D-Y.
Yeah,
Shady, Stephen
Seddy.
Not Seddy.
Yes. All right, Shady, all right. So, Mr. Stephen, you talked to the previous colleague from the eBay. Did he was polite to you and try to explain?
Yes, he was polite to me. I just couldn't understand too well what was said all the
all
time,
right.
But he got through to me. Harry did.
Okay, and I'll just explain to you what is happening. Okay, now the
mm-hmm.
thing is that we have found there will be some of the suspicious charges has been read from the different IP address. All right, and that is
yep.
The basic reason we have got that your information. Your personal details has been registered in the various platforms. So what we need
okay.
to do, we need to protect your account, which is the IMD account, and we need to protect each and everything, your information either, which has been
yep.
registered with the various platforms. Okay. So
okay.
right now, what you need to do, you need to look onto your mobile phone. There will be an AnyDesk application. Can you see that?
Hang on. I'm just going to get to
yeah.
it. Yep, I can see it.
Open that.
Yeah, but I did.
All right. Now, once you see the same warning, like I am aware of the risk at the bottom, tick that box
yeah.
and then give a click
yeah.
on accept. Yeah. And again,
done
accept
it.
And start broadcast. Start
done
broadcast.
It.
Yeah. Once
yeah.
you see the countdown will coming up, please do let me know.
Yeah.
The
red dot still going.
The countdown, yeah. The countdown is going on.
Countdown, yes. Oh,
yeah,
whatever
now swipe
it is,
your
yeah.
screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top. And go to your home screen. Again, go to your
yeah.
home screen. And your network
back
is very weak. That's why the security established has been getting cancelled. So in the meantime,
okay.
you just open up the settings first. You open up the settings.
Yes.
Now, once you open up the settings, sir, now look at the top, there will be your name. Can you see your name has been...
I can see it,
there?
Yep.
Yeah, click on
yep.
that.
Yep.
Now, once you click on that, there will be something
mm-hmm.
called payment and delivery. Can you see that?
See that, yep.
Yeah, click on that payment and delivery.
Yep.
And you will get to see some of your details has been getting registered over there.
Not yet, I haven't.
Yep.
Yeah. I see my IMB, see the debit.
Yeah, and that card has been active, which is ending with 1010.
Yep.
Yeah, click on that card, click on that.
I've clicked on it.
Yeah, now look at the bottom.
The bottom number on it.
Sorry?
I've got another number device on it. Device
like
number.
What is that? What is that device account number?
That's an old number. It's an old
okay,
number.
Old number. So you do one thing, you click. Okay. So you click at the bottom. Can you see your name, your address has been there?
Yes.
Click on that.
Removed.
You know,
yes.
You just click on that first, your address. You click on that.
Yes.
Now
ahead.
You can see all of your details has been registered over there. I'm just confirming you the details which has been getting registered over there. Okay.
Yep.
You need to just match it from your end. Your address will be UA22-26 Corrimal Street. Its Corrimal postcode will be 2500.
Yep.
Wollongong, New South Wales. Right. And the number
that's
will be
correct.
Registered there 0413456676 on which we
that's
are
correct.
Talking right now. Correct?
Yep, that's correct.
So you press on remove there. You press on remove.
From the bottom?
From the bottom you press on remove.
Yes, done that.
Yeah, click on remove.
Again, yeah, done that.
Stop. Now, can you see?
It says unable to remove.
Correct, correct. Yes. Because what happened, your details has been registered in the various platform. So whenever you're trying to remove, it is not getting removed. Because there will be any subscription has been active. Because those people have simply registered your details somewhere, and that's why your account is still active. We need to just simply cancel those things.
Okay.
And just tell me, we need to put the security on the card either so that we can cancel it properly. So do you have a card right now, your IMB card?
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm just confirming you some of the details. You need to just confirm me. Is the card connected with that account? With your IMB account?
No, the one that's up there in the device card number is different to the one that I've got now.
No, I'm asking you the account number from the IMB, which is ending with 9509. Which card is connected from that account, sir?
8874 is the ending on this one.
8874. So that card is connected to that account?
Not anymore. It's not. This one can't
not
be
anymore.
Used. You know how I've got connected?
I am talking about the card ending with 1010, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It doesn't show up on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Click on the back. It will be showing you. Click on the back. Back arrow.
It's not showing up, mate.
Let me show you. Let me show you. Look at the left hand side top corner. There will be the back arrow. Press on the back arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, can you see the card number is showing you ending with 101?
Yeah, that's the one I use now. Yeah.
Yes. I'm talking about that card. Do you have the card with you right now?
I've got to get it. Hang on.
Yeah, please go and get it. So that we can put the security scanning on the card and it will be detected by the server at which platform your details has been misused. Okay.
Yes. Hang on.
Yeah. So once you be handy with the card, please do let me know.
I've got it.
You got it? Now, because we need to remove the platform and before removing it, we need to deceive on which platform your details has been misplaced. So you go to your home screen. You go to your home screen.
Hang on.
And we have from that page.
I just come off this page.
And the first important thing I want to explain to you that we have not released the charges for $299.99 from the PayPal and $199.99 from the eBay. Just put those charges on hold. And in order to just cancel those charges, we have put that charges on hold and we put it on red flag, okay, because we have not got any confirmations and that is the basic reason.
Fair enough. Hello?
Just give me a moment. Give me a moment.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So that is the thing. So you have the card with you because once you put the scanning on the card, you will be going to see your IP address information. So you open up the camera, sir. You just open up the camera. Now, once you open up the camera, can you see at the top, there will be a green dot like a sensor is there, a green dot?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now what you need to do, it will be getting orange or red when it will be scanning. So you put the card, the front side of the card on the table on a solid place, okay? On the solid place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And remember one thing, you need to take a clear picture and all the four corners needs to be visible. All right?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there's not a picture here.
Yeah, all the four corners needs to be visible.
So, is that okay? Yep. Can you see it?
No, I cannot see it. You need to just simply remember one thing. All the four corners need to be visible.
What do you mean? I don't understand all the four corners.
Like, the edges needs to be clear. The picture needs to be clear, not hazy. It needs to be clear.
It is clear.
Okay, take the picture then. Take the picture.
Taking
the picture. Yeah. Now flip the card. Flip the card.
Why do I need to flip the card?
You need to scan the both side, okay? You need to scan the both side. And then I tell you to delete that. Okay. Now open up the picture. Open up the picture.
Yep.
You open up the picture.
Now
what? Okay. So did you open the front side picture? Did you open the front side picture or the back side picture?
The first. The front.
Okay. So we have started the scanning onto your card. You can just delete the card pictures. You can just delete the card pictures. All right. Now, once you delete the card pictures, you go to your home screen, sir. You go to your home screen.
Yeah, I'm down there now.
Indra.
Screen.
Yeah. Now, let me connect this call because I need to defeat those locations. Let me connect this call to the previous person whom you're talking before. He's just showing you the IP address information, like whether it will be showing you Mountain View, California, or whether it will be showing you the Australia location, because we have just found one hacker is from the Mountain View, California, which is in US. So wait for a second. Let me connect this call. Yeah. And once I receive another platform, I'll get connected to you, okay? So just be with me for a while. Yeah.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Harry once again. All right.
Harry. Harry Allen.
Yes, right. Harry Allen.
Okay, Harry. What can I do? Yeah.
All right. Do one thing. Open up your Google, sir.
Sorry.
Just open up your index once again.
Any desk?
Yes.
Okay. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to it. Yep. Yep. It's on any desk.
Alright, you got the number?
981.
Yes.
421517.
Yes, you got the same thing, sir. You got the same thing.
It says secure. Accept. Broadcast. You want me to hit accept?
Yes, accept. You got like same options. Like start broadcast.
And start broadcast.
Yes, keep pressing on start broadcast. And come up screen broadcast.
Yes,
right.
Coming up.
The main time is connected because someone accessed your IP address, right? I believe you did you remember that?
Yes, Mountain,
so
Colorado.
Yes, go back to your
California,
home screen.
Sorry.
Yes, exactly, sir, exactly. So go back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper.
Yep.
And open up your Google, sir.
My what, Google?
Yes, Google, like Safari.
I've only got one Google and I've opened it up. But
you can see
the
search panel. Right. Click on the search panel. And type it over. Yes.
That's it? Yep.
Type it over there. My. M as in mother. Y as
is
in yellow. My.
Capital?
It doesn't matter.
Sorry.
That's
no, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
My.
Then
Y.
Then give a space.
Space.
Then number one.
One. Yep.
Then P as in part.
It says IP address location.
Yes, then give a space. Then CA. C as in customer.
Hang on, I'm doing it slowly. Remember, I'm not that quick. MI, 1P.
Then space.
Then space, yep.
Address.
Country.
Address, location.
Hang on, you're going too quick. I'm just going through it slowly. Remember, I don't type fast. My 1B country.
Address. My 1B address.
You want address instead of country?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. California?
Yeah. No. Not a California, sir. My 1B address location, then give a space, then CA. C as in Charlie.
Hang on. Address. Location.
Then after the location, CA. C as in customer, A as in Australia.
Hang on. Country, location, California. Do it again, sorry.
No, not a California.
Yeah.
CA.
C as in customer,
A as in Australia.
Man, you're going too fast, mate. I've got Parkinson's. I can't type real quick. So I'm up to location.
The CA. C as in customer.
Yep.
A as in Australia. Then search.
Yep.
Then search.
Yep.
But what you got on your screen, I'll let you know. What come up?
Mountain View, California, IP location.
Yes. And shows your IP address means it's internet protocol address. Right?
Yes.
And
right.
You can see the IP address, it's 66.249.64.246. Is that right?
Yep.
Sir, this IP address registered under your name and under your details.
No, I don't know. Yes.
Like your email address, your banking information, your Facebook, WhatsApp, like shopping account, each and everything, sir, has been connected this number, this IP address. Okay? Yes, that is your personal, all right? This IP address created under your name and under your details. And you can see the IP, like a hide my IP with VPN. You can see anything?
Yep.
Yes. Hide my IP. So someone hide your IP with the VPN application. VPN is virtual private network. That is IP blocker application. Someone use the VPN application. They are blocked your IP from Mountain View, California, from US. You can see the IP location, sir.
You are blocked from Australia,
but you can see the IP location. Like Google showing you your live location is Mountain View, California. That means, sir, the hacker location, none of like your location. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can see the host name, like none of your name, I believe that.
Yeah.
Like the host name, it's like
12-66-249-64-246.
Yes. Someone, sir, use your details, right? And they are use the googlebot.com, this website for the hacking purpose. Some hackers were created by, right? You are using right now. It's www.google.co.au, right? But you can see like googlebot.com that this website created by hacker, none of you, all right? So you can see like a proxy and the device type.
Yes.
Device type is mobile Android. So could you tell me, apart from this device, do you have any other device connected with the same internet like an Android mobile phone?
I've only ever used on this phone, my iPhone, Apple iPhone.
You're using Apple iPhone, but you can see like a device tab, it's mobile Android.
Yes, so I do. I've got some tablet. Yeah. iPad.
A tablet, but you can use a tablet, the same internet.
Oh, okay.
Same internet?
Yes. They're joined.
Right.
They're joined.
That is a mobile Android, not a tablet.
Oh, okay.
A tablet Android. You have a tablet, right? But you can see
on
your screen, the Google showing you, the device type is mobile Android, mobile, none of like in tablet.
Okay.
That is a hacker device, not of yours. All right.
Yeah.
Sir, your IP address has been connected from the foreign peoples. All right.
Yeah. How can I disconnect their activity though?
Don't do right by your end, right? I will stop the payment. That is the first hacker, all right? I'm telling you before, the two hackers active on your server right now. Don't worry, right? I can show you what I'm showing you. The another hacker, right? Scroll down a little bit.
Yep. Scroll down a bit.
Yes, a little bit scroll down.
Yep.
And you can see you can see what is my IP address find here, any option you got?
Yep. Just what is my IP address?
No.
IP location?
Not this one. Scroll down a little bit. You can see, like, what is my IP address find out here? What
looking
is
down.
My IP address location find out here?
I've got that.
Yes, click on that.
Click on it.
Yes, click on that.
Yep, it says hide my IP address.
Yes. And you can see the item, what is my IP address? That is a public IP address, right? That's a public IP address. Like 49.180.184.96.
That's correct.
That is a hacker IP address, sir. That's another hacker application. So that's why you can see the another IP address. The first IP address starting with 6, right? And you can see the starting with 4. Like 66.249, that is starting with 49.180, all right? And below the number, you can see anything written, highlighted on the red.
Yeah, it says your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone using spying on your connection. It says it underneath it. I can see my IP address location, Australia, New South Wales.
Give me one second. Give me one second, sir.
Sure.
Okay, so give me 1 second, sir. I will transfer the call on once again, the cyber crime.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It says hide my IP address.
Hello?
Yep, hello, Stephen Beck.
Oh, yes, sir. This is Ron Davis. I want to inform you we have found a platform from where those people are trying to purchase something like some kinds of gift cards, which we need to cancel, okay? And there will be a possibility you are going to receive a cancellation message, all right?
Yep.
So once you receive any text message, please do let me know, all right?
Oh, well, what's it going to say?
I beg your pardon?
What is it going to say?
It will be going to providing you a 6-digit code, okay, the verification, the cancellation code. Once you got the message, you need to write the code in a piece of paper, and then my colleague will tell you to delete the message because we don't want that message will be compromised, okay?
Please tell me what to do. That's all.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Let me connect this call to the previous guy. Yeah, wait for a second.
Okay, sure.
All right. And what can you see right now, sir?
Yeah,
come back to your home screen. Come back to your home screen, sir.
I'll put it
I can see your wallpaper.
Okay, I'm back to my home screen.
And open up your mobile SMS box, the text message box.
Oh, okay, Open it up,
Stay on the beach, right? Stay on the beach. You got any unwanted junk messages, so you need to delete the unwanted messages.
Nothing's coming up, Harry.
Yes, okay. So stay on the page, right? Don't do right now, all right? I'm working from our end. We have to block the first hack right now, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Stay on the page, right?
I'm on the page. I'm not leaving it.
Yes, good. Very good, sir.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Who am I talking to?
This is Ron Davis, sir.
Yeah, okay, yep. How can I help you, Ron?
Actually, we have just tried to make this cancel, but what happened, we have just found there will be some problem with your card. And that's why it is not generating the message to canceling it. Okay. So now just I want to ask you one thing. Apart from the IMB bank, do you have any other bank? My colleague has told me that you do banking with the ANZ either.
No, I do banking with my son's one, which is Westpac, and my brother's one, which is CUA, Greater Union, Australia.
What about ANZ? What about the ANZ bank?
No, ANZ I closed ages ago.
Okay, you closed that ANZ account. Okay.
Completely. I don't have any account with ANZ.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, okay. No problem. What I need to do, I need to cancel the platform where your information has been registered. What I need to do, I need to protect your account, okay? So in the meantime, you go to your home screen. You just simply go to your home screen and open the Red AnyDesk application. Open the Red AnyDesk application.
Hang on. AnyDesk, I'm going back out with you.
Yeah. Now do the same way. Do the same thing.
Yeah, just gonna wait for it to come up. That's all.
Yeah.
Accept. Start broadcast. Done that.
And because we have just need to protect your phones and protect your identity, we need to create
a
wallet for you, sir. Okay. We need to create a wallet for you. And in the meantime, because we need to submit your identity onto the government website so that we can protect your things. So that's why I just want to ask you, like, do you have any driver's license with you, sir?
Yeah, but I don't, it's expired, so it's no use.
The driver's license has been expired. Okay.
Yes.
It has been expired, I understand. So you go to your home screen.
I don't use it anymore.
Okay, you don't use it anymore.
No.
Yeah, go to your home screen.
Yeah, I'm going there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be with me
for a while.
Oh, I don't mind, as long as you can get this idiot and stop him from doing what he's doing. Yeah.
Yeah, just be with me for a while.
Yeah, I'm with you later. I'm not leaving you anytime soon.
Okay. And now swipe your screen right side to left side.
Yep.
Swipe your screen right side to left side.
I am.
Okay. And refresh all of your apps. Again, swipe your screen right side to left side.
Yeah, I've done it again, but I can't go any further. All my app libraries there.
Okay, okay. And did you ever use any application such as called Zip? Because we have got the things. Or after.
What application are you after? Hello?
Zip or Afterpay.
No, I don't know that application.
You never ever use any Afterpay or Zip?
Afterpay.
Yeah, Afterpay.
No, I can't understand, sorry, sir, what you're saying. I don't know what applications you're talking about. I've never used.
Okay, swipe your screen left side to right side, left side to right side.
Go back to home screen.
No, check onto your home screen. Is there any option called, any application called Afterpay? Is there any application called Afterpay?
Oh, yeah, Afterpay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've got that. But it's
and
not
have you
here.
Used that? Have you
no,
used
I haven't
that?
Used it for ages. Yeah, years, pretty much.
Okay, you
three
haven't
years ago.
Used it. Okay, but you have registered yourself, correct?
Yes, I've registered myself on it,
and
I haven't used
it
for 3 years.
Okay, no problem. Click on that Afterpay, click on that.
I can click on it, yeah, but it won't come up, I think it's not loading.
It will be needed to the update, press on download.
Yeah, download. I have.
And is there any battery or low power mode of your battery has been turned on? Can you just turn it off?
That's why the security is getting disconnected. First, you open the settings application. First, you open the settings application.
Settings, yeah.
Yeah. And there will be something called battery. Click on battery, check the battery.
Yeah.
Now, low power mode is on or off?
It's off.
Okay. So, you go to your home screen. Go to your home screen.
I've got my home screen now.
No. Open the settings one more time, sir. Sorry. Open the settings one more time.
Yep.
Now click on the back arrow, left and top corner back arrow. And there will be any option called display and brightness. Display and brightness.
Yep.
Click on that.
Yep.
Now scroll it down. Scroll it down.
Yep. I have.
Yeah. Now look for auto lock. Give a click on auto lock.
Auto lock, yeah, got it.
Click on never. Click on never. Click on never.
Okay.
Press on never.
Done it.
Yeah. Okay. Now go to your home screen.
Back to home screen. Okay. Yeah.
Just give me a moment.
No, it's okay.
उसका क्या मारा? कार्डलेस मार रहा है? कौन सा अकाउंट से? किससे? 470. कैश पिन नहीं दे रहा है ना जानते कैश पिन नहीं दे रहा. मत मारिए कार्डलेस अकाउंट ब्लॉक कर देगा. बैंक कर रहा है. बैंक नाटक स्टार्ट. जस्ट बी विथ मी.
या आई एम नॉट गोइंग एनीवेयर.
जस्ट गिव मी अ मोमेंट सर.
I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm got plenty of time.
Okay. In the meantime, you just simply do one thing. You just check your Afterpay has been open or not. You just look onto your Afterpay. Afterpay.
Yeah,
Afterpay.
I'm going there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
I'm opening it up. Yeah.
Lovely.
I'm logging in.
Login. Yeah. Press on login and put your credentials, your password. You remember your password or you forgot it?
No, I'm doing it now. Hang on.
All right.
Let me see.
Now, once you logged into your account, just do let me know.
I'll let you know, don't worry.
And if you face any problem, tell me.
I will.
Yeah.
Logged in?
Okay.
Yep.
Lovely. Now click on My Afterpay at the bottom right hand corner. My Afterpay.
Yep, done that. It says, hi, Stephen, $600 available to pay using...
Now, but the thing is that somebody is trying to purchase the thing, the card, and they want to make it cancel for you. Press on
shop.
Sure,
thank you.
Press on shop at the left and very bottom, press on shop. Now, look at the top.
Yeah, got that.
There will be any options for the gift card, where you see all categories, sales offer, scroll it down or swipe it down.
Gift cards. I've got to go through, do I?
Yeah, try to look for the gift
cards. I'm scrolling down.
Try to check.
No, I can't find gift cards, see?
Okay. So go to the top.
Yep.
And click, type in your gift cards and type in there.
Yep.
GIFTCARDS gift cards.
Hang on.
Why the options are not available? That makes us confused.
Gift cards. No results found, it says. Stores, no results found.
click on my Afterpay one more time.
Okay. Done it.
Okay. Now scroll it down. Scroll it down.
It's a vendor promo code or
no? It is not needed.
No.
Okay. So press on shop one more time. Press on shop.
Yep.
Yeah, click on the back arrow.
Left. Oh, it's a gift card. No.
Yeah, click
no.
on that. Okay. It is
yeah, on now it's okay. From search history. It's not
yeah,
on the one.
Yeah. So give a click on the back arrow one more time. Now go to the top. Go to the top.
I'm up, right to the top. Okay, hang on. Yeah, right to the top. Yeah.
Okay. And your, what I can say, that your driver's license is getting expired.
Oh, yeah, it is expired.
You don't have the new one?
No, I'm not having a new one. I don't have a license anymore. Because of my Parkinson's, I can't drive.
Okay. Alright.
I've only got my security license, but that's not on the phone as far as I know.
Okay. You just swipe to the screen bottom to top, go to your home screen, come out from the application.
Yeah,
it will be not provided on the application. You need to log in it from the Google. Open the Google.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah.
And type in there www.
What was that?
www.
Up the top in search.
Afterpay.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Afterpay.com.
.com. .au. Yep, done that.
Yeah, now search for it. Let me just check what has been came up.
Nothing's come up yet.
Due to the network.
Yeah, I've got the network here.
Yeah, you got the bad network there.
But I mean, it's an area where the signal's terrible. Afterpay drops Thursday, come up so far, I don't know. I'm going to download and things.
No, click on where you see sign up and there will be the profile. Click on the profile.
Oh, fine. The profile? Okay.
Yeah.
I've clicked on it, but nothing's happening. Yep, nothing happened. Hello?
Yeah, yes, sir. You click on the profile,
Up the top? Yep.
Yeah. And what?
Hang on.
Which, yeah?
This has gone through, yes? Yeah? It's been downloaded properly.
No problem.
Now I can do it. The profile, where
yeah.
Is it? Favorite profile?
Oh, yeah. No. Where you see, just left to that sign up, there will be a black profile. Click on the profile.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Got it.
Now, once you now
email
put your
address?
Email address. Yeah, put your email address.
Now hit continue.
Yeah, press on continue.
I have.
Now put your password, the login password.
Oh, what, for the Gmail or Afterpay?
No, Afterpay password.
Okay.
Afterpay.
Done it.
Okay.
Hit login.
Press on login. Yeah, press on login.
Yep, done it.
Now click on save, press on save, if you can see
yep.
Save.
Done that.
Now click on X, press on X, a small X sign.
Done that.
Now go to the top, go to the top.
Yep.
Left,
to the top.
Give a click on the left side, there will be three straight lines. Give a click on the three straight lines.
Got it, yep.
And press
done.
On shop, press on shop. Press on shop.
Done it, yep.
Yeah. Now once you press on shop, now scroll it down. Or go to the, click on search brand product store. Click on that, search brand product and store. And type gift
yep.
card and check it will be coming up or not.
No, it doesn't come up gift card. No.
Okay, type in there. And then search for it.
No, it's not coming up.
Okay. Now wait for a second. Now can you see? Apple gift card there will be or show
Apple
more results.
Gift card, yes.
Click on show
yep.
more, see more results. At the bottom, click on see more results.
Okay.
See more results.
Uh-huh.
Nothing has come up?
Nope.
Okay, click on that gift card. Click on that gift card.
Yep. I've clicked on it, nothing's happened. So I'm back up to type it in again.
All right. Click on Apple Gift Card Digital Delivery. Click on that. Apple Gift Card Digital Delivery.
Clicked on it. Yep.
Now tap on that Apple Gift Card Digital Delivery. There will be a picture. Click on that.
Clicked on it.
Yeah. Now scroll it down. Now can you see there will be the amount or there will be, go to the top slowly first, go to the top. Now can you see $20, it is showing you $20,
yes.
Give a click on that $20.
Yep. I have, yes.
Just be with me and select, there will be any 500 option, we need to cancel the first gift card which is for the 500, scroll it down.
I only got 300 at the moment.
Okay, select 300. We will cancel 300 each. So select the 300.
Yeah.
Now click on buy for yourself so that you will get the emails each and everything. Now put your first
yeah.
name. Put your last name, email.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
My email.
Yeah.
I've got to put that in now.
Yeah, put it that now. Now confirm your email address.
Hang on, I haven't got to it yet.
Yeah.
I'm not
I'll give me a moment.
Confirm.
Yeah.
Done that. Yeah.
Yeah, now scroll it down. Go to the bottom. Go to the bottom.
Yep.
And go to the top. Go to the top. What has been came up? Extreme top.
Apple Gift Card Digital. That confirms it's not order.
Click on confirm gift card order.
No.
Pay with after pay. Scroll it down. There will be an option called pay with after pay. Click on that. Now wait for a second. Let me just verify what has been came up. Now put your password or your email password. Or your Afterpay password. Put your Afterpay password and then continue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second. Let me just verify.
Something went wrong.
Okay. Back to store. Press on back to store.
Yep.
Okay, scroll it down. Okay. Can you see at the bottom? It looks like something the problem. Okay, go to the top slowly, because the hackers inside the account and they are not allowing us to do that. Extreme top. It is not allowing. Okay. So you come back to your normal home screen.
Come back. Yep.
Yeah, now just give me a moment. Now just be with me, sir. Now what? Now what we need to do, because you can see those hackers are just simply blocking those things. So in order to just cancel those things, we are going to do something like interesting, something fictitious, so the hackers will not able to get to know what is happening. Okay. So we are going to generate an electronic account onto which we can just simply make the dummy transfer, so that the hackers who are inside your IMB bank, we can just simply get them active, and once they will active, we will be able to catch them and put them behind the bars. Understand?
Yep.
Yeah. So you just be with me for a while. You just give me a moment.
Yep, I'm not going anywhere.
And if you want, you can take a glass of water for you, sir. You want? Just be with me. Can you open up the Safari browser?
I don't have a Safari browser on this one, sir. I've got a Google.
Open up a Google.
Oops, hang on, wrong one. Got the Google? Yes. Type it up back to Afterpay.
Okay, now at the very top, just hold for a moment. At the very top where it is written www.afterpay.com, click on that one portion.
Yep.
Now make it empty.
Make it what?
Give a click on the cross, the X at the right top.
Yeah, my 1P address, location, house?
No. Type over there V as in Victor, the letter V.
Hang on. Capital?
No, only small.
VP, yeah?
No, not P, it's only V, then after the V, A as in apple, A.
Hang on. V, A, yeah?
L for Lima, L.
Yeah.
I for Indigo, I.
Yep.
D as in David, D.
Yep.
A as in apple, A.
Yep.
T as in tango, T. Yes. Click on the validator. That's correct.
Done that.
Now just hold for a moment. Now, do you see any option? First option comes up. It says the W3C. The W3C.
Markup validation service?
Yes. Click on that one.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Okay, now this is the website through which you can check all the other websites is secured or not, your email, your banking, or all the other things. So at the very top, at the middle, there will be an address panel where you can type something. Do you see that?
Yes.
Type. Do you want to click on that?
I'm
going to
click on that. Yep.
Now type over there www.
Hang on. Is it all capital W?
No, all will be in small.
Okay, hang on. www. Yep, dot, yep.
Then type the name of your bank.
Yep.
.com.
.com. Yep.
Now go on the middle of the page, there is an option which says check. Do you see check?
Hang on. Yep.
Yeah. Click on the check.
Sorry, this document cannot be checked.
Okay. Go back.
Yep.
Again, give a click on the W3C. Again, type it over there, www.
Yep.
Your name of your bank, IMB.
Yep.
.com. .au.
Okay,
no.
Then
no.
Click.
Check. Yeah, click on check. Do you click on
check? Yep.
Now, it will be showing you all the errors and the warning notification coming up from your banking website. You can see that?
At the bottom?
Yeah, just scroll down. You will see the error and the warnings. Do you see that?
Yep.
So, right now, what is happening? Some people are getting your information from your bank. That is the reason when we have checked the website from this validator page, right now you are receiving all the errors and the warnings. So just scroll it down and can you confirm me the number of events, the numbers of validation?
Document checked and completed, it says at the bottom.
Yeah, and what is the number of errors and the warnings?
188 errors. Standard number 188, warning. Document checking completed.
So you can see that the 198, that means that is a lot. Right now,
198, yes.
That's a lot. Right now, those fraudulent, but that much time, they have tried to get access to your account and they have tried to purchase any kind of stuff. Okay, So you do not have to do anything. You need to be on hold so I can talk with Ron Davis once again what type of security we're going to put. Okay?
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. Go back to your home screen and be on that page. Okay?
Okay. I'll do that. Yeah, I'm back to my home screen.
Yeah, and you were talking to us with a long search time. You can have a glass of water as well if you want.
Yeah, I've got one right next to me. I'm not going anywhere. Thank you.
Oh, okay, not a problem. Not a problem. Just do not be on hold right now. I'm just speaking with my security officer. Okay, sir?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here. Who am I talking to?
I'm talking with Ron Davis once again.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, mate. I'm not going anywhere. I want to get this done.
Okay, okay. Not a problem. I'm online with you, okay?
Yep, I'm waiting.
Okay, sir. Now, the Ron Davis will be online with me very shortly, right now with you. He will help you.
Okay.
We have got the security, so just be on hold. He will be online with you. Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, can you hear me? This is Ron Davis.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm here. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I have got the account details, which we have
generated. Yes.
So you log into your IMB, sir. You log into your IMB.
You want me to log into the IMB again?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, hang on. Yep.
Once you log in. And what is your daily transfer limit, sir? What is the limit?
$1,000.
$1,000. All right.
Yes.
So you log into your account. You log into your account.
I'm doing it now.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay. Lovely.
Now, once you look at the bottom, there will be an option called pay. Can you see any option called pay? Press on pay.
Got it. Yes.
Now click on pay anyone via OSCO. Click on that, pay anyone via OSCO.
Done it.
Click on your account. Click on your account.
Yep.
Yeah. Now click on pay. Click on pay. At the top, there will be plus sign with the pay. Can you see? At the top, just above the pay, there will be a pay plus sign.
Pay plus sign. Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now click on BSB account number. Click on BSB account number.
Yep.
Now click on the account name. Press on the account name.
Yep. Hello.
Yeah. The first name will be Sandy. S-A-N-D-Y. Sandy.
S-A-N-D-Y. Yes.
And the last name will be M-A-Y. May.
M-A-Y.
Why? Give a space.
Give a space. That's the last name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. A capital M.
Yeah.
A-Y. M-A-Y.
Yeah, just give me a moment.
No, that's okay. I'm trying to type the name in how you want me to.
Now, write down the account, the BSB number. Write down the BSB number. It's 062.
062, yeah.
517. It's 062517. Just
hang on.
Delete that. 0
0 Yep.
517. So where is the 2? It's 062. Listen to me properly.
I thought you said 065.
No. 062 then 517. Yeah. Click on account number. Click on account number.
Yep.
1135.
Yep.
34.
Yep.
23.
Is that right?
Now click on description. Click on description.
Yep.
Yeah. Now we need to pretend those hackers like a family friend. You are just making a payment to your family and they will be active to see that. Okay. Type over their friend. Type over their friend.
Just put friend?
Yeah, put friend. F-R-I-E-N-D, sir.
I'm going too quick, that's all.
No problem. Now click on done from your keyboard. Click on done. Now scroll it down. Now put the amount, your limit will be 1,000. Put 1,000.
Are you sure? I can't afford
absolutely
to lose $1,000.
No, you are not going to lose it. We are just hiding it to protect your account, okay? To protect your information.
Okay.
And I'm not going anywhere. Now click on next. Okay. Press on next. Now press on pay.
Done that.
Now click on done. Press on done.
Yep.
Now it has been done. So you need to be with me for a while, okay? You need to be with me. And I'm just looking on the securities, and my previous colleague will just help you about this. Okay, you log out from the account. Yeah, you log out.
Back to home screen.
Now you're the security. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now the security is being started, so it will take some time. So just be on hold. If you want, you can have a glass of water or you can have some food if you wanted. But you need to be online with me, okay?
Okay. The only reason I panicked about giving $1,000 is because my wife's got cancer treatment and I need that money for her cancer treatment.
No need to worry about that. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. I'll stay online. Don't worry.
Yeah.
code.
Thank you.
Can you hear me, sir? This is Ron Davis.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Mr. Davis.
Sir, we are just working on to that for cancelling those things. So it will be take some time. If you want, I can giving you a break for 10 to 20 minutes, and then I'll
yes.
call you if it will be good for you.
Yes. Are you not leaving the line?
If you want to be on hold, you can be on hold. Otherwise,
I can be on hold for another 20 minutes. I want to get this done and over and done with. That's what I want to
okay.
get done.
Okay, no problem. Then be on the line, yeah.
Yeah. You tell me when it's all over and done with. And
yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you.
When will I get my money back too, by the way?
Once I'm done, within half an hour, it will be going on. Okay. We were just simply
okay.
getting it back. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me a moment.
Well, I'm
yeah.
right here. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you. Oh. Thank you.